Hey, it's Beef Geek, and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today, I offer you a film review of a documentary called Steal This Film Number 2. Self-professedly, it's not a film about piracy or sharing files, but a film that explores the massive changes in the way that we produce, distribute, and consume media. The most interesting parts are the films of street busts of pirate movies being distributed, and a brief history of piracy is given. This history focuses particularly on the similarities between the current war between the MPAA and Progress, and the same fight that occurred during the era of the invention of the printing press. The parallels are further developed as an explanation of current tech innovations are applied to this concept by examining the development of the Internet as a way of replacing newspapers, an idea first put forth by computer scientist Joseph Licklider. The documentary moves into its big finale by examining how the development of free media leads to the need for more people to produce media independently of large organizations, something that we should all appreciate as HPR listeners and producers. A variety of torrents are available at stealthisfilm.com, or you can directly download an ISO at archive.org. I want to give you also mention the original film, or the first part, which was Steal This Film Number 1. It's essentially the same content, although it explores how an MPAA-instigated raid against the Pirate Bay led to the swelling of the ranks of the Pirate Party in Sweden. Now, you can still easily get the torrent for this film with a little Google searching at stealthisfilm.com, but it is no longer actively promoted due to the uncleared portions on it. In other words, the man cracked down on the producers, so they made Steal This Film 2, which is legal and free to view and redistribute. So I highly recommend you view this film, and I hope you enjoy today's short episode of Hacker Public Radio. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.